This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Means a lot, you know. We start playing baseball aquí just to have fun. As soon you know you got the talent to be a professional player, everything changed. But as a kid, I just was going to the field and try to have fun with my friends and just enjoy the game.
What does baseball mean to the island of Puerto Rico as a whole?
You know, baseball means a lot. I think it's one of the top sports in Puerto Rico besides basketball and boxing. And it's just people follow baseball a lot. They are really fans of baseball. They support us always. And that's, you know, it feels great when you got the support from the people of the island.
And for you, you know, growing up with your brother, what did the game mean to you guys individually? Was it an opportunity for you guys to get closer as well, beyond just being siblings?
Yeah, you know, I was playing higher than him as a kid, but I was going to his game, he was going to my games. And it was fun to watching him play, you know, and see him make it to the big league too, make his dream come true was really fun, you know, and I think he's eating the same about me.
I can imagine that you played with a lot of really great young talent growing up. As a young kid, who was the best player that you played with?
I play with a lot of good, really good kids. They make it to college. They still playing back in Puerto Rico. But they was really talented. You know, I play with a bunch of guys. Like, I think they have the talent to be here with us. You know, life didn't go his way, but you know they was really good as a kid.
I want to talk about some of the things that you're doing now to grow the game on the island. When you go back during the off season, what are some of the things that you have going?
I have my own program, me and my brother, like, help the kids from our community to play baseball. So we have like 13, 14 teams right now. We support them. We give all the baseball stuff, everything, uniform, everything. And they call Team Sugar because of me and my brother. So right now we got a bunch of teams. So we got a lot of kids. We're helping a lot of kids through the community and in Puerto Rico.
I had read that you also get some other players to come and help out as well. To see the response from guys around the league that want to give back, how rewarding is that?
It's great, you know, because we came from the town. So me and my other teammates or friends from Puerto Rico, they came from the same. So every time when they have activity like that, I try to support them. And when I have mines, they come and support me. So we just stay together and help the community always.
There's been a lot of talk about continuing to grow Major League Baseball within Puerto Rico, whether that's having an annual game there or maybe one day having a team there. Do you think it would be possible? Would the island be able to support a Major League team?
That's a dream come true for, not for me, just for to everyone in the country. You know, have a team in Puerto Rico would be great. I don't know if that would be possible, but I wish, like, every year a team can go there and play maybe spring training game or regular season game for the fans in Puerto Rico, because they support a lot the big leagues.
Edwin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.